This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, May 29, 2024. Our headlines, more debate on the Peabody school budget. State Attorney General comes to Salem. And the Lynn City Council reacts to weekend drownings. Our weather today, sunny, temperatures in the 70s, high tide this afternoon, just before 5. The news is powered by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plastow, New Hampshire. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and supporting the North Shore. I'm Bill Newell. Rick Moore is off today. Former Danvers DPW Director David Lane has paid a $17,000 civil penalty. Michael McHugh writes in today's Salem News that Lane admitted to violating the state's conflict of interest laws by accepting multiple gifts from a water meter manufacturer and its distributor. Lane took part in 3 separate ski trips courtesy of the vendors. Massachusetts Attorney General Andrea Campbell was in Salem yesterday to see how the city is addressing housing. Paul Layton writes in the Salem News that Campbell's office has been noting how communities are complying with the MBTA's Communities Zoning Law. She saw firsthand that Salem was essentially complying with the law even before it was enacted. An 86-year-old Gloucester man faces a charge of driving drunk after a head-on crash Monday night in Manchester-by-the-Sea. The Gloucester Times reports the man was taken to Beverly Hospital and is expected to be arraigned on charges in Salem District Court today. The other driver refused medical attention. The Lynn City Council last night reacted to the 2 drowning deaths in the city over the weekend. Councilor Brian Field wants the Lynn Woods Ranger to review the safety-related signage at the various entrances to the woods. He also credited the Lynn Fire Department and Lynn Police Departments with their efforts on Sunday.
Their efforts were nothing short of remarkable. Risking their own safety, fully dressed in their uniform, entering unsafe areas of the reservoir, doing their best to recover someone.
We will feature more with Councilor Field's comments that he made last night later in this podcast in North Shore Today Extra. The Peabody School Committee is looking to make budget cuts for fiscal year 2025. School Committee member Beverly Griffin Dunn is concerned about some of those cuts to support staff. As she says, the progress that the district is making will be interrupted.
But the work that's been done over the past 3 years, building a full team, which includes teachers and administrators, has taken a couple of years, and we're only in the middle of it. I believe it's 5 years before you really can see the results you're looking at. We've seen some results come sooner than the general number. I don't know how it's generated, but everybody has been working to create a good school system. If you start tearing it down again, you're going to go right back to the way we were before. And people will leave because they're not being supported. And that is an important piece of the puzzle. People see a teacher in front of a classroom, and that is prime.
Dunn further explains the role of support staff in the district.
And you all talk about athletics. You go watch a game. Who's out in the field? The players and the coach. What about all the people behind the scenes that none of us know about? What about the guy that drives the tractor out there and drags equipment across the field? You want the coach to do that? No, we hire someone to do that. We never had an athletic trainer before. Somebody got hurt on a field, they limped off. The coach yelled at a kid to go bandage them. Seriously. There are people who do jobs in support positions, and they are needed and necessary, and we've finally reached that point. Now, the funding is difficult, and I understand that, because we've hit a wall we knew was coming. The fiscal cliff is here. We don't want to go over it, but we've got to a good point where if we can hold our ground for another year, we'll be able to make significant, noticeable gains, and that's what's important. And that's why, even though I don't like cutting the teachers that were proposed for new programs or new positions, that's the only way to keep going in the direction that we've been doing for the past couple of years.
That is school committee member Beverly Griffin Dunn. The entire school committee meeting can be viewed on the Peabody Community Access television channel. State lawmakers want more state financial oversight of private hospitals in the wake of the Steward Health Care bankruptcy. Salem News State House reporter Christian Wade notes that there is a new proposal approved in the House to create a new oversight commission to monitor large financial transactions. However, House and Senate leaders do not want oversight of their own operations on Beacon Hill. State Auditor Diana DeSaglio told MSO News that she is continuing to gather signatures for the November ballot question to force an audit of the legislature.
While every other state entity, while every other state department in Massachusetts receives an audit by the Office of State Auditor to make sure that our tax dollars are being spent efficiently and effectively to curb waste, fraud, and abuse, and to make sure there's no funny business going on, the state legislature hasn't received an audit. Hasn't received an audit in many years due to a lack of political will to conduct an audit of the state legislature. As we know, legislative leaders are very, very powerful. They have the ability to fund your budget or defund your budget. And that, you know, may have been one of the reasons why over the years it hasn't seen the same level of scrutiny that other state entities have seen. When I got elected as state auditor, I wanted to make sure that I was fulfilling the commitment that I made to taxpayers, and I went ahead and initiated the audit that I said I was going to conduct of our state legislature. However, when I initiated that audit, I immediately got pushback from the Senate president and from the Speaker of the House, who said that they were not willing to comply with the audit.
State Auditor Diana DeSaglio, her entire interview can be heard on a separate post here at MSONewsSports.com. Sports is next, followed by North Shore Today Extra.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
If you're a soap bar user and you're always annoyed by the fact that when you use your entire bar, you're stuck with this little sliver of soap that you don't know what to do with, hold on, because I think I have the solution for you. It's always a pain to have that little sliver of soap that we didn't really know how to use but didn't want to waste and throw away. So we invented this cute cube-shaped soap bar that then you can place your old little soap sliver right into. There's a carved out X in the center of the bar that then you can place your old soap sliver into. You just break up that little sliver into pieces that are two or three and it fits right inside. And bam, now you've got a brand new soap bar and you didn't have to waste anything. If that's something you're interested in and you want to support a sustainable small business, then head on over to our shop at exobath.com. You can buy one for yourself or give it as a gift. It ships anywhere in the United States and you can get 20% off your first order.
Click on to the Exobath banner at the top of our website. This is MSO Sports bringing voice to the North Shore. The Red Sox beat the Orioles last night 8-3. That series resumes tonight. The Celtics do not open up the NBA Finals until June 6th. The Endicott baseball team is out in Ohio preparing for the NCAA D3 World Series. The Gulls open play Friday afternoon against Lynchburg. We will have much more coverage on this in the days ahead. In high school sports, the MIAA tennis tournaments are underway. Today in boys' action, Ipswich and Hamilton Wenham will be hosting matches. In girls' tennis today, Beverly travels to Lincoln Sudbury, Martha's Vineyard at Danvers. This is North Shore Today, giving voice to the North Shore, the area's only daily news and sports podcast. Rick Moore is off today. I'm Bill Newell, hoping you have a great Wednesday. North Shore Today Extra is next. Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan. This is North Shore Today Extra. Today we are featuring the comments of Lynn City Councilor Brian Field reacting to the two drowning deaths in Lynn over the Memorial Day weekend. Councilor Brian Field.
I feel it's my responsibility as chair of the Public Safety and Public Health for the City Council to speak on this topic. I know Councilor Matul mentioned it during the moment of silence about the deaths on Saturday evening. Sunday evening. This past weekend. I know we don't know for sure whether there was a medical emergency or what, in regards to both deaths that happened on those waterways within our city. I know I was present for the one that happened at Breed's Pond. Breed's Pond being one of the city's reservoirs, where there are signs posted, no fishing, no swimming, no boat craft on these ponds, and there's a reason for that. When I heard the sirens in my neighborhood, it seems to be this time of year that when the temperatures start to get warmer, people want to choose to go to Lynn Woods for recreation, and certainly why wouldn't you want to? It's a 2,200 acre forest right here in an urban community, and not many families in our community have the privilege of maybe getting away to another area that's much safer. Say, for example, New Hampshire or Maine, where some families do tend to recreate too. I notice a number of families in my own neighborhood that make their way into the woods with coolers and backpacks and small children and grills and bags of charcoal. And I know when the call came in and my wife and I heard sirens in the neighborhood, just listening to the scanner, the area that was first mentioned happens to be right behind my house. So I made my way down to that area. The actual area was probably closer to Councilor Chakoudas' house on Breed's Pond. And I want to commend the men and women from the Lynn Fire Department and the men and women from the Lynn Police Department. Their efforts were nothing short of remarkable, risking their own safety, fully dressed in their uniform, entering unsafe areas of the reservoir, doing their best to recover someone that shouldn't have been in the water. What they did, what I witnessed, you know, is, like I said, it was remarkable. The bravery, they did everything they could to save this person. But this particular area, again, like I mentioned, it just seems to be so much this time of year, and we've seen it year in and year out. And I just want to ask that we draft a letter requesting that the park ranger just visit all the entrances to the woods and see how we can improve our message that recreation is certainly allowed, but as far as the other things that I mentioned, as far as cookout grills and charcoal and alcohol and swimming and boating and fishing, there's a reason why those ordinances exist to prohibit those activities. I ask that we send a letter to the park ranger to try to figure out a way that we can improve that message, whether it's multilingual signs, more visible signs at all entrances of the woods, so that maybe, just maybe, that we can improve this so it doesn't happen again.
Okay. So we have a motion to improve the signage and second. For the letter to go. We have a second. We're going to go to the park ranger with that and have him investigate it first. Because a motion, second, and the discussion on it. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? All right, send it.
That is Lynn City Councilor Brian Field. The entire city council meeting in Lynn can be viewed at lynntv.org. This is MSONewsSports.com.